Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, and we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, HPXWellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to HPXWellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
The first time I got on stage to sell something, I was 26 years old. Right, 26. I'd been speaking for a while at that point, but I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I really didn't. I had had some good success. I had helped start some things. I had gotten my dreams out there. Things were like going pretty good. And I gave a speech one time, and somebody was in the room, and they saw me give a speech, and I was talking about how I got these sponsors for an event I did at Walt Disney World. I got a bunch of sponsors because I was working with kids back then. My passion was helping students become better leaders, right? Remember my book, The Student Leadership Guide? So I put on this event at Walt Disney World. I had no money to pull this off, so I did this partnership model where I got sponsors to pay for these educators to fly into Walt Disney World, to give some scholarships to the kids to come out, to pay for the printing and the tools and everything else. All in all, having nothing to my name, and really no idea what I was doing, I raised almost $500,000 to put this event on, okay? It was like almost, I mean, it was serendipitous. And you remember I was talking about sometimes things are planned for you? It just happened. I mean, it wasn't that I didn't hustle, but all I was doing was really hounding people and emailing them, and I had nothing to lose. Sometimes it's good when you have nothing to lose because you will go for it. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, so I was just harassing these people. I was just like, you know, hey, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna serve these kids. And then I'd follow up, I'd call. But I followed this process, later we called the partnership process. How do you get companies to wanna reach the same people as who you wanna reach? And then you team up together. You bring the people and you bring the curriculum. They bring the dollars, right? Basic sponsorship model. Figure it out. Someone hears me somewhere talking about my experience doing that. And they say, hey, I want you to come and share this with this audience. And it was Mark Victor Hansen's and Jack Canfield's event. They used to be called Mega Speaking and Mega Book Empire. I don't know if you guys remember, if any of you ever went to that time. I just remember I'm backstage and they said, what we want you to do is go out and teach this. I said, okay. So I went out and I taught it. I literally gave it all away in about 90 minutes. And afterwards, I mean, I'm literally don't know this industry or anything. I just taught. And people freaked out. They're like, oh my God, because everyone else was selling and I was just teaching everything I knew. So I just walked off stage and people were running up with their credit cards. And they're like, oh my God, that was amazing. And I was like, what? And Mark sees it. He comes over. He's like, kid, come with me. He says, you got to do that. I got two more events coming up this fall. You got to do that and sell. I'm like, sell what? He goes, you're teaching of that. I go, oh, I just taught it. That was. He goes, there's got to be more. I'm like, not really. No, you got to put a seminar together and you come back here and you sell. And at this point, we did the seminar for the kids. We made our difference. It was amazing. And 6 months after that event, I get this call from an insurance company and they say, hey, Brendan, did you do this event at this College Success Boot Camp, Walt Disney World Resort? Yes, I did. Oh, well, we're filing this claim with your insurance company. What's your insurance company? I go, filing a claim, what do you mean? Well, what's your insurance company? I said, oh, my insurance company is so-and-so. And they said, oh, okay, well, we're filing this claim with them. And I said, what are you talking about? The event was 6 months ago. He goes, yeah, you know, somebody at your event, the one who got hurt, she's filed a claim with the university she worked with, and, you know, they're filing back pay and taxes and damages and stuff like that. And I'm like, what do you mean someone got hurt? No one got hurt. Well, anyway, we'll talk to your insurance company. And we have to sue you for the damages as well that it caused the university, which, of course, damages means anything they can get, right? So if everyone's going to sue you for damages, you're like, oh, my God. But I'm thinking, we're on the right. We've got all the affidavit. This person was never hurt. They never said anything. We literally have this person's release. Like, everything was done buttoned up, except I screwed up. I had insurance for the event. It was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The day she claimed she got hurt was Wednesday. She never had to prove that she got hurt. It didn't even matter. It was moot because I didn't have that day insured. It's called load-in day in the seminar world. So if you ever do a live event and you bring people, you do your retreat, you do your higher-end mastermind, you got to insure the day that people arrive. Don't forget that. Write it down if you're ever going to do an event, because it wiped me out. So here I'd raised $500,000. Everyone say it with me.
$500,000.
Which, if you are from Montana, is the most amount of money in the history of the world. I had raised that. We had put on the event, and I knew how to figure out that process, and now I'm broke because of this thing. Takes me into bankruptcy. That's what took me into bankruptcy and had to start all over, had nothing. But I gave that speech to some people who were in the nonprofit world. They heard that speech. They invited me over. I gave that speech at Mark's event. All people ran up to me with a credit card, said, teach us more. Mark grabbed me, said, why don't you come back and teach it and sell it? I said, teach, that was the whole thing. He goes, create a whole seminar on it and you can sell it. And I said, sell it? He goes, you'll make so much money. I'm like, really? Because I could use some money right now. Huh? Tell me about this world you're talking about. What do you mean? He says, just do what you did and then hand out an order form. And I was like, oh, okay. He says, I'll make it happen. We'll coordinate. So they coordinated, right? So now I'm at the event, and it was like about the size of an audience. And I am backstage, and I have never had sales training. I've never done any of that before. I'd seen people offer something on stage, but I had no idea. So I'm backstage, and the assistant lady comes up. So she's got the order form. So she goes, okay, how much are you going to sell it for? And I kind of looked at her. I go, what? She goes, how much are you selling it for? I go, I thought you guys were going to tell me. She goes, what? I said, I don't know. I've never done this before. They just said, leave the price blank so you guys could approve it. She goes, you don't know how much you want to offer? I go, no. She goes, you need to choose right now. We need to go train the staff. So when you sell, they're ready to sell. I'm like, and Jack Canfield is on the stage. I'm backstage. Jack Canfield's on the stage. He's been doing this, remember, 25 years longer than me. And I hear him say, if you come to my breakthrough program, it's $4,995. And I just look at the lady in panic. I go, $4,995. She goes, okay. She writes it down and she leaves me. And now I'm standing back there trying not to pee myself. And I was like, oh my God, oh my hand, my whole body goes in immediate shock and sweat and anxiety. And Jack walks off and Mark comes up and he goes, are you ready, kid? And I was like, $4,995. And he's like, sounds great, go. And I was like, oh my God. So I kind of get pushed down the stage and I'm like, I have no idea what to do. So I just go back to like, just teach what I know. So I just share my process, what I went through. Not trying to sell, just like, here's what I've learned, here's how it really helped me, but here's the exact process that I did. And I just start drawing it out and telling them the whole story along the way, showing them how I contacted them, the emails that I sent, like the entire sort of partnership approach. It takes about 90 minutes to teach. And then at the end, I almost forgot, and they're waving the thing in the back. I'm like, what are they doing back there? And then I go, yes, and listen, if you want to know more, I do a seminar on this. It takes about 4 days to explain because everyone else was doing 4-day seminars. I thought that's how long they... I didn't know. So they're going to hand you out some registration forms. And when they do that, I'd really love for you to sign up because most of you have a big dream, but you need help getting it done. And sometimes you have to partner with other people or other organizations who give you the money to do your dream. And that's what I did, and that's why I'm here, and they asked me to teach you then. And I gave you the process. It's pretty good. Most of you can go do that process, but if you want to, like, see all the materials and walk you through the printouts and me get to workshop your thing with you, that's what this is, and that's what they're handing out. So if you'd like to sign that up, just go ahead and fill it out. And then I stood there, and, like, half the people looked at me like, well, I'm not going to fill it out, kid. And the other half started writing, but I didn't know. That was as far as I knew what to do with myself. So I just stood there. And I kind of was looking for, like, someone to come tell me to get off stage or something. I'm thinking, so I'm just like, I said, I'm happy to see many of you filling that out. I just awkwardly stood there. I didn't know what to do. I kept waiting for them to come hook me out. And people kept, look, and they started signing that. Thank you for signing your form, ma'am. And signing their forms. I'm still waiting for nothing. Nothing's happening. And I was like, well, you know, I wish everybody would sign up for it because, you know what, tell you what, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never done this kind of deep dive training. I've never explained the whole process. So I want to tell you right up front that you're going to get it first. And because it's my first time, though, and because I know how far you're going to be able to go with it, I want to do something. That is, if you fill it out and you come to the seminar, and it's not the best training you ever got on this topic, ever in your life, attend the whole thing, and at the end, if you aren't absolutely blown away, ask for your money back, and I'll give you all of your money back on the spot, and I'll also pay for your hotel and your airfare for coming out, because I would never waste anyone's time. And then I just stood there. And people started going, and they just started thing. And finally, thank God, someone saved me and started clapping. And then other people started clapping. And then I realized everyone was clapping. And I said, okay, we're done? And they're like, yeah! And I was like, okay, thanks, guys. I'm back there if you have any questions. And I walked off stage, and I'm back there. And the people come, they're like, oh, my God, you just murdered that. I'm like, I did? And they're like, yeah. And we go around the back, and the line is all the way around the room by the time I get back there. It's all the way around the room. Half the room, 50%, signed up at $5,000 and changed my life. Changed my life.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired, and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com. Check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
The day before, I'm in bankruptcy. And then a room this size, half, sign up for $5,000. And I genuinely did exactly what Dean was talking about. It was just, I was so enthusiastic to help them, so authentic. I wasn't trying to, you know, fancy stuff. There is a process to selling. There's no question. And if you've never had training, get training. I'll tell you how we can help you. There is that. Then there is you doing you and really giving a damn and not hurrying it up. Here's why it worked. I had something great. I had something great that worked. It's the most important thing. You got to have something great that works. And if you've done it before and you can tell your story behind it, everything changes. I had something great that worked. That was it. Two, I was literally willing to just share. I drew out the entire process, and people were like, I can't believe he's doing this. I just drew off the whole thing. And I told him, it's the whole process. And then it was like, and if you want more, I have that. And that was kind of the beginning of me learning how to do it, right? Learning how to do it. But it was a mess. And I know some of you really have something great that you want to get out there. And you're going to have to learn new vehicles for it, maybe, right? A new way to sell it, a new way to package it, a new way to put it online, a new way to launch it, a new way to do whatever with whatever you have. But at the core, Dean's got it. Dean's got it. You got to love it so much that you want them to get it. But you also, what I always tell people, you also have to do what I did. You got to step on the stage before you're ready. That's the scariest thing. In life, you have to step on stage before you're ready because that is what readies you. Experience is the only thing that readies you. Here's what I had to learn to sell. Here's my career. Most of you guys know, right? If you look at my career, especially today, here's what I really focus on in my business. Today, in my industry, subscriptions are like everything, okay? Subscriptions, membership, continuity. That's where somebody signs up for your stuff and they pay rebilling. Like Dollar Shave Club, you give them money every month, you know, the razors show up. Netflix, you give them money, you have the membership of all the videos and the TV and the entertainment, right? In my world, you give me money every month, I give you access to courses every month. This type of thing is kind of the new model, right? And you gotta figure it out. When we went in that really heavy 2 years ago, I didn't know how. In my industry, online courses were hugely profitable. People were launching multi-million dollar online courses, right? They were starting from scratch and launching 100,000 here, 60,000 there, 30,000 here, $200,000, $1 million that they were doing these courses. I'd never done a course. I didn't know how to do it. My first one, I hated every single second of it. Every single second, because how many of you have ever done video for the first time? Like, you remember that? Yeah. Do you remember how horrible that is? Yeah. You turn on the video camera and you look at the video camera and you're like, if that helps. Hi, I'm Brendan. Oh, Jesus. God. Hi, I'm Brendan. Oh, God. Oh, God. And you can't even introduce yourself? You can't even get past the introduction without being an awkward weirdo. That was me. 13 online courses later. 13 online courses. I'm glad I flipped on that video. I've done 23 million dollar plus launches in a row. 23 that earned $1 million or more in 10 days or less. 23. And the first video, I couldn't even talk, but I stayed in it because the first thing is to get on the stage and then learn to work it. Like, you'll fall all around and be stupid, but do it first and then start learning to dial it in. The next video gets better. The next one gets better. The next one gets better. The next one gets better. 2012, we went hard into live casts. How do you go live and offer your products and programs, whether you're live on Instagram or Facebook, but actually build that huge momentum for that big launch and that big sale? I had to learn, as many of you guys know, how to sell the living crap out of books, which is why most of you are here. You engaged with something I offered as a book, right? And then you went into what's called a funnel, an online marketing funnel, where I kept in conversation with you and maybe you bought something else. I had to do high-end events, whether it was a mastermind or higher dollar tickets. You get the idea. I had to learn to do webinars. The first time I did a webinar, my poor wife, oh God, I didn't know how to do the webinar. And the stupid thing didn't work right, which meant I didn't pay enough for the fast bandwidth at our house. And I had like 1,000 people register for this thing, and 4 or 5 of my friends had promoted it, and I'd spent months getting all these people to register for it. And I do the thing in my house, and we just moved to Portland, and everything was going flying high, and I go to do this, and everyone's expecting a lot from it. And I go to do the thing, and I get about like 4 or 5 slides in, and the internet craps out. But I don't know the internet craps out, because on the dashboard, if you've ever done it, you don't really know that the webinar thing isn't working. It just stops working. And I'm going, but I'm seeing there's no comments for a little while. And then all of a sudden people are like, like it's spotty and kind of come in, and all of a sudden there'd be a bunch of people saying, we can't hear you. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm running around. I'm like, okay, I type in, hey guys, give me 2 minutes. I'll be right back. I'm running around the house. I'm like, what do I do? Jesus, effing. And my wife, who's barely ever seen me swear, she's like, and I'm literally running around the house. Did you do something with that internet? She's like, no, you didn't touch the internet. Turn off your computer, turn off your phone. Oh my God. I go back into the webinar and I like try to get it going and it's dead. The thing doesn't even, oh God. I started it back up again and it went from like 1,000 people to like 30. It's decimated. But the 30 are there, so I just like cry to them. I'm like, please stay with me. God, you're 30 of the 1,000. This means you're the committed ones. Congratulations for your degree of mastery. Oh God. And I go through the thing, I finish the webinar. And I go over into our like I like finish my thing and I'm like, oh God, that was just so awful. And I look around, honey. Hey, Tootie? Go down to the kitchen, she's not there. Go in the living room, she's not there. I'm like, where's she at? And I go into the bedroom and she's sitting on the other side of the bed on the floor with the laptop watching the disaster. And she was like, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I literally had no idea what we were doing. And now, because I got on the stage and I just went for it, turn to the person left, right, shake them and say, go for it.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything with my podcast community ever, but I'd really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.